Good evening. Welcome to the Upper Marion Township Board of Supervisors Business Meeting of June 9th, 2022. The time is 7:54 p.m. The meeting is called to order, and I would ask everyone here to please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance and then to remain standing for a moment. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all. And I would ask you to please remain standing for a moment of silence for the victims of the shootings in Uvalde, Texas, in Buffalo, New York, and in Philadelphia. Thank you. I'll start the roll call with Supervisor Phillips to my right.
Greg Phillips.
Bill Jalloway.
Carol Kenny.
Tina Garzillo.
Greg Wax.
Tony Hannaday, Township Manager.
John Walco from the Solicitor's Office.
Leanna Klubergill, Township Engineer.
Okay, thank you. We have meeting minutes for our action. The meeting minutes from April 14th, 2022, the Board of Supervisors workshop, and April 14th, 2022, business meeting. May I have a motion and second?
I'll make a motion to accept.
Thank you.
I'll second. I'm sorry, Bill.
Motion from Mr. Wax and second from Mr. Genoway. All in favor, please signify by aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? No. That's 5-0. Thank you. Chairman's comments. The only comment I have right now is that we just had an executive session prior to this meeting regarding litigation. The new business, we have a proclamation to honor Juneteenth. The date is June 19th, 2022, and Supervisor Garzillo will read the proclamation for us. Having technical issues.
I'm back on board.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm honored to read this proclamation this evening, and I'll make a couple comments beforehand. We will be reading a proclamation about Juneteenth. Juneteenth is a national federal holiday celebrated in the United States, and it deals with the emancipation of enslaved African Americans. It's observed annually, and it dates back to 1865. So this has been part of our American culture since back to then. Juneteenth is on June 19th, and this year is officially on Sunday, June 19th, 2022, but will be observed on Monday the following day. And now I have the honor of reading the proclamation. Whereas President Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation on January 1st, 1863, declaring the slaves in Confederate territory free, paving the way for the passing of the 13th Amendment, which formally abolished slavery in the United States of America, and whereas word about the signing of the Emancipation Proclamation was delayed some 2.5 years to June 19, 1865, in reaching authorities and African Americans in the South and Southwestern United States, and whereas Emancipation Day observations are held on different days in different states in the South and Southwest and in other parts of the nation, and whereas June 19th has a special meaning to African Americans and is called Juneteenth, combining the words June and 19th, and has been celebrated by the African American community for over 150 years. Now therefore, be it proclaimed, the Board of Supervisors of Upper Marion Township do hereby declare June 19th, 2022 as Juneteenth in the Township of Marion, and urge all citizens to become more aware of the significance of this celebration in African American history and in the heritage of our nation. Proclaimed this ninth day of June 2022 in Upper Marion Township, King of Prussia, attested by Anthony Hammaday, Township Manager, and representative for the Board of Supervisors, Carol Kenny, Chairperson to the Board of Supervisors. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
All right. Thank you, Supervisor Garzillo. Next, we have a public hearing. It's a public hearing regarding a request for an intermunicipal transfer of a liquor license. Gaucho's Prime King of Prussia, I said that wrong, Gauchos Prime, King of Prussia, LLC, 220 North Gulf Road, King of Prussia, PA, resolution number 2022-27. And if you could please tell us your names and do your presentation. Mr. Walco, I believe you need to open
just
hearing.
For the record, we'll officially commence that public hearing on this liquor license. There's three board exhibits. One, it's the letter from Matthew Goldstein, the attorneys for the applicant Gauchos Prime King of Prussia LLC that was received by the township on April 26, 2022. Board exhibit two is the proof of publication of tonight's public hearing in the Times Herald, which was published both on May 25th and June 1st, 2022. And board exhibit three will be the proposed resolution for the board's consideration for tonight.
Okay, thank you.
Good evening, members of the board. My name is Matthew Goldstein. I'm here representing Gauchos Prime King of Prussia LLC, which is applicant for intermunicipal transfer of restaurant liquor license number R19688 from a prior location in Green Lane Township into a location at 220 North Gulf Road, King of Prussia, here in Upper Marion Township. The approval of the governing body of a local municipality is required whenever a license is being transferred from municipality to municipality within a county. Specifically in this instance, there's a section 461B3 of the Liquor Code, which provides for the hearing to give the board the ability to gather information from the applicant in connection with its application and to take public comment to evaluate whether or not the grant of the license transfer would be detrimental to the health, welfare, peace, and morals of the township and its residents. With me here today is Anderson Wink. Mr. Wink is the sole principal of the applicant. With the board's, or whichever is the board's preference, I can either engage in a question and answer kind of direct examination with Mr. Wink, or I can make Mr. Wink available to answer the questions that you have specifically, again, whichever you prefer. It is our position that Mr. Wink does have restaurant experience, that his restaurant application would not be detrimental to the health and welfare of the community. And again, Mr. Wink could either answer your questions, or if you'd prefer, I can ask him the questions.
Mr. Goldstein, first, yes. Before we make that decision, if I could ask, is there anybody here from the public that's here in opposition of this application? Seeing that no, there's nobody here in opposition of the application, traditionally the board would just like to have an explanation of what is Gauchos Prime's type of business is going to be, what they're going to be doing, what's the flavor, and learn a little bit more about what is proposed.
Sure, sure. So,
and that could be done in, as a representation. It doesn't have to be a question and answer back and forth session.
Okay, but
with your
permission, it's
well.
Probably their short answers, so I'll just ask him the questions.
Absolutely.
And we'll quickly get through.
That's
it.
Fine to go ahead that way. Thank you.
So, Mr. Wink, you are an owner of Gauchos Prime of King of Prussia LLC?
That's correct.
And you're authorized to speak on its behalf?
Yes.
And do you own any existing restaurants?
Yes.
And where is that located?
Boston.
Boston.
The Seaport area.
And is it similar to this type of restaurant?
Same concept, yes.
And how long have you operated that restaurant?
We opened 19 days before COVID happened. So,
can you repeat that? Excuse me.
We opened 19 days before COVID happened. So February 26, 2020.
Okay.
And do you have a signed lease to the premises at 220 North Gulf Road?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And could you describe your menu at that location?
So we are a Brazilian steakhouse, and we offer it's a set price per person, and we offer two courses. We have a salad bar and a hot bar that people can help themselves, and then we have the meat service. Each guest has a little token that is green and red. So when you're ready for the meat service, you flip that token to the green side, and that shows the sign to the gaúcho chefs to come in and slice the meats table side.
So you have a full kitchen?
Yes.
Okay. And approximately how many seats do you have at tables?
We're going to be around 270 to 300 on this location.
And about how many seats at a bar? Approximately?
35 to 40.
Okay, so you're predominantly
dining. Yep.
Okay. Are you going to have any live entertainment?
No.
Are you going to have any takeout beer?
No.
Okay. Are you familiar with RAMP training, R-A-M-P, which is Responsible Alcohol Management Program?
Yes.
Okay. And approximately how long do you think it will take you to open your restaurant if we're successful here tonight?
We're planning in 4 to 5 months.
Okay. That's all I have. If there's any other questions you have.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, one more. Do you expect to hire locally?
Probably. Oh, definitely. We need them.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. I'll open this up to my colleagues.
I just have one. So the location that you're looking to have the license at is the former Ruth Chris Steakhouse, correct?
That's correct.
Okay,
yes.
So that, you're going to utilize that?
We're going to renew. It's kind of old. So we're going to do the exterior, the interior is going to be a new design.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, I think before that it was Charlie's Place.
I'm not familiar with that.
I've been here a while. So yeah, it was Charlie's Place before it was Ruth's Chris. Okay. Any other questions? Okay, you've already answered any questions that I would have had about the menu and so on. You mentioned that they're fixed prices, a fixed price menu?
Correct.
And what other types? So it's a steakhouse, obviously. Is it just standard, is it standard vegetables then in addition to that? And is that the only thing that is on your menu is steak?
Yes, we give the option for, you can do the salad bar only, which is 50 to 60 different items on the salad bar, where you can have the full experience that comes with the salad bar and around 16 to 18 different cuts of meat, including like lamb, chicken, pork, sausage, lamb chops, leg of lamb, filet mignon, ribeye, and 16 different cuts.
Okay. And the only other restaurant of this type of restaurant is the one in Boston?
That I own, yes.
Okay. Are there other restaurants that are owned by other individual owners that have the same name in other cities?
Not the same name. Brazilian Steakhouse, yes.
Okay.
I used to work for a big chain they call Fogo.
Uh-huh.
And I worked for them for 18 years before I moved out and do my own business.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you'll be in direct competition with them
Now, yes.
Yes. Okay. All right. That's all I have. And do we have any questions from the audience? I don't see any. So, Mr. Walco.
Chairperson Kenny, at this point, this resolution would be before this board for consideration. And it's eligible to be voted upon.
Okay. If no one else has any other questions, then I would ask for a motion and a second.
I'll make a motion to approve resolution 2022-27.
Okay, thank you.
And I'll second.
Okay, moved and seconded. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. It passes 5-0. And this is always a pleasant occasion. One of the nicer things that we have to discuss at our board. So welcome and good luck to you.
Thank you. Thank
okay.
you.
Thank you very much.
Okay. The next item on our agenda, item C, is resolution number 2022-28, young adult member positions on certain boards and commissions. It's resolution number 2022-28. I'm not going to read the whole resolution, but I just want to read the two sections which indicate the current citizen boards that do have student members, or young adult members, actually, we're calling it, who basically are high school students. We currently have such members on the EAC, the Environmental Advisory Council, the Park and Recreation Board, and the Community Center Complex Advisory Board. They've been a great addition to these boards. They bring a younger, different perspective to discussions and decision-making, even though they are not voting members, but they do bring really interesting, fresh ideas to those three boards. What this resolution proposes to do is to allow a number of other boards to have student members as well. Those additional possibilities are, in addition to the three I mentioned, the ECDC, which is the Economic and Community Development Commission, the Farmers Market Advisory Board, Media Communications Advisory Board, Public Safety Citizens Advisory Board, Shade Tree and Beautification Commission, and the Upper Merion Historical Commission. So that is, that's the reasoning behind this, and they are the specific boards. The authorities would not be affected by this. The transportation, the general authority, and the sanitary and stormwater authority would not be included. So may I have a motion and a second for this resolution?
I'll make a motion to adopt resolution number 2022-28 to allow young adult members on the various boards that currently don't have student members or young adult members.
Okay. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, thank you. Is there any discussion from the board? Any comments?
I have one item, Madam Chair. You did not mention it, but I believe it's important to state that any person who's applying for this must be an Upper Merion Township resident, mm-hmm. not necessarily a member of the school district. It is a requirement Correct. For all of our boards that you be a resident of the township.
Correct. In addition, I believe, I'm looking for the ages, Mr. Hamaday, where are the ages that are mentioned?
Mr. Walco, I apologize. Mr. Walco brought up a good point. It just maybe, so just to expand on Supervisor Genoway's comment on they have to be a resident, maybe some of the other qualifications, and they are a non-voting member.
Yes.
And then it's high school age.
Yes.
Which is the current regular provision for our other student or young adult members.
Yeah, that's in section 2 of the resolution. I just was trying to locate it on here quickly. Any young adult resident of the township of high school age and upon permission by the individual's parent or legal guardian shall be eligible for appointment by the Board of Supervisors to a citizen advisory board or commission, and they shall serve for a term of 1 year. And it is, again, a non-voting position. Once they reach the age of 18, they could, of course, if there is a vacancy in a regular voting position, they could then apply for a regular position, a voting position on the board once they were 18. So any other questions? Okay, seeing none. Oh, sorry.
I'll just make a comment for the public that on some of the boards in which I'm the liaison, it's been very beneficial to have the student members be a part of the citizen board, that they come in with an insight that is very welcomed and refreshing, and that younger mind and a fresh set of eyes is always a benefit to the citizen boards. So I'll appeal to our young adults in the community and parents, if you're listening, to encourage your young adult to want to be a part of involvement with our township and serve as advisors to the supervisors, that the student members that we have been phenomenal and we've appreciated them. So I just want to make a little bit of a plug for that.
Absolutely, thank you. And the other thing I know we definitely appreciate is the fact that they're really plugged into social media, and that's something else that they bring to the various boards. So I'm very much in favor of this. So with that said, we have a motion on the table. So,
I just wanted to make it a point that according to the most recent census, 20% of Upper Merion's population, in fact, 24% of Upper Merion's population is under the age of 18.
Okay.
Which means that they represent a significant portion of the population of
sure.
the township
sure.
and can speak for them if they have questions, concerns, ideas, and thoughts about that
Absolutely.
Particular board's
Absolutely.
Area of responsibility.
Of course, 24% of the population are not eligible because they're not in high school. They're not of high school age, but that is a significant portion of our population.
Right. They should be focusing on the youth issues of today
Absolutely.
And bringing those items forward for the board to consider.
Exactly. Okay, so with the motion that we have, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Passes 5-0. Thank you. So next we have the consent agenda. Item 1 is removed. So we will start. The new item 1 is financial escrow security release number 1. Genterra Inc., Columbus Street, approval of escrow release number one to Genterra Inc. in the amount of $55,796.50 for the completion of required site improvements to date as part of the subdivision project as recommended by the township engineer. Two, land development plan review extension, 450 West Beidler Road, LLC. Accept letter of extension from 450 West Beidler Road, LLC for the review of the proposed land development plan through June 30th, 2022. Three, land development plan review extension. Accept letter of extension from Stantec Consulting Services, Inc. for the review of the proposed land development plan for Republic Bank located at 320 DeKalb Pike through August 31st, 2022. Four, land development plan review extension. Accept letter of extension from 340 West DeKalb Pike, West DeKalb Partners, LLC, for the review of the proposed land development plan for Popeyes located at 340 DeKalb Pike through August 31st, 2022. Five, land development plan review extension. Accept letter of extension from Discovery Labs for the review of the proposed land development plan for Discovery Labs located at 411 Swedesford Road through August 12, 2022. Six, authorization to advertise a public hearing for the July 14, 2022 business meeting on a proposed ordinance amending Chapter 115 Parks of the Township Code to provide updated park and playground rules and regulations, hours, and enforcement provisions. Seven, motion to ratify the designation of $2 million in the Revenue Stabilization Fund as committed fund balance in the 2021 Upper Merion Township financial statements. Eight, appointment of a member and a student member to the Media Communications Advisory Board. The appointment of the member is Michael Cardero, and the appointment of the student member is Maria Pemberton. And I'll just add that Maria is a person who came to us before there was actually a position on the Media Communications Board. And that's really what prompted a conversation to come up with this resolution, which we just passed, in order to be able to put her on this media board. The fact that she was proactive enough and interested enough to want to be on a board that didn't allow yet for a student to be on the board was very impressive. So I thank Maria for her proactivity, and I congratulate her to be the first student on the media board, the student member, and congratulations to Michael Cordero also for his appointment to the media board, assuming that this consent agenda is voted upon this evening. So that is the end of the consent agenda. May I have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
Motion.
Okay, motion.
Second.
And second, thank you. Any questions, comments from the board? Okay, anything from the public, questions or comments? Okay, seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Okay, the consent agenda passes 5-0. Item E, capital equipment purchase. Authorization to purchase the following fire EMS apparatus through any available state contract or Pennsylvania CoStars contract. One, an E1 Typhoon HP mid-mount aerial tower from First Choice Fire Apparatus of Hanover Township, Pennsylvania. And item two, two-wheeled coach F550 medium box ambulances.
Mrs. Kenny, if I can, before the board makes motion, just to give some information, some background to the board. The reason the staff is requesting the board authorize these purchases is of the lead time for these vehicles. The E1 Typhoon aerial ladder is is most likely a 600-day lead time. Its approximate cost will be a little over $1.5 million. We do know there's going to be a price increase because of that, about 7%. Is that correct, Mr. Genway? I think it was
7.5%.
Yeah, but we are asking the authority to purchase under state contract, but knowing that that $1.5 million will increase by 7.5%. The two medium box wheeled coach ambulances, they're about 500 days out. That is even for what they refer to, or wheeled coach refers to, as demonstrator models. And those, that cost will be about $590,000. So while it's, you know, June of 2022, we don't expect delivery until probably the end of 2023, early 2024.
And is that price of $590,000, is that total
point, that
for
would
two,
be,
or
yes.
is that for one each?
That was for,
that's
that
total
is for two.
Two. Okay.
Yeah. They're about right. $250,000 apiece.
Okay. Thank you. Do I have a motion to approve this item E, the capital equipment purchase?
So moved.
Second?
I'll second.
Okay, thank you. Do we have any other comments or questions from the board? No? Anything from the public? Okay, seeing none. All in favor of approving capital equipment purchase, the authorization to purchase the said items, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay, passes. 5-0. Item F, Land Development Appeal Settlement Agreement, JM Holdings, Chase Bank, 677 West DeKalb Pike, to approve the Land Development Plan Appeal Settlement Agreement with JM Holdings for the proposed development of the property into a new bank, commercial building, and associated site improvements. Okay, Mr. Hemaday.
Thank you, Mrs. Kenny. As the presentation by JM Holdings and Chase Bank, at the work session, this would be a settlement agreement for the of the JM Holdings appeal of the denial of the land development plan for Chase Bank in an unnamed retail space. As part of the settlement agreement, JM Holdings has agreed to fully comply with all the township's stormwater management requirements. If you recall, that was one of the reasons for the denial, the waiver requests. They also agreed as part of the settlement agreement to no fast food or drive-through restaurant in the unnamed retail or 2,500 square foot space. The only waiver that would be requested and would be approved in a subsequent resolution of the board, possibly at the July meeting, would be the waiver for preliminary final land development plan, as well as a waiver for the street trees. Mm-hmm. If you recall, they can't plant the street trees along DeKalb Pike because of the wires. They will plant them within the site somewhere else.
But on the same site?
On the same site.
Yep.
If the board approves the settlement agreement, then Mr. Walco will work with the applicant and create a resolution approving the development plan.
Okay. All right. Can I have a motion on this item, the settlement agreement?
So moved.
Second?
I'll second.
Okay. Thank you. Are there any questions or comments from the board? Okay. Any questions or comments from the public? Okay. Seeing none. Please indicate by saying aye. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Opposed?
No. Nay.
Okay. It passes 3-2. Okay. Thank you. Item G, 2022 Montgomery County Consortium Fuel Contract Bid Award. Awarding of the 2022 Consortium Fuel Contract as bid by Upper Marion Township on behalf of the consortium to Petroleum Traders of Fort Wayne, Indiana, for the bid prices as follows. 1, regular unleaded gasoline, 87 octane, oil price information service, OPIS, Philadelphia Weekly Average plus escalator. 2, super unleaded gasoline, 93 octane, OPIS Philadelphia Weekly Average Plus Escalator, and 3, B2 Diesel, OPIS Philadelphia Weekly Average Plus Escalator. Mr. Hemaday.
Thank you, Mrs. Kenny. The township, on behalf of the consortium, bids this every year. The bid proposal before you is for Petroleum Traders, lowest responsible bidder. Any more we don't do a fixed price, nobody will bid it that way. So we do the OPIS weekly average plus an escalator. In this case, the escalator would be what the company Petroleum Traders would add on to the OPIS price. And in this case, for regular gasoline, it's 0.16 cents. For a premium unleaded is 0.02 cents. And then for the diesel is 0.2 cents. So that would be the escalator, and that's how we bid it, just at that, what we call that extended price or that escalator price. Yeah. Okay. All the municipalities have been provided with this, and we have heard no municipality indicating that they would reject that. So we're asking the board to award on behalf of all the municipalities. They will still have to individually award that, but we would accept a bid on their behalf.
Okay. Yeah. So at this point, may I have a motion to proceed with the fuel contract bid award?
So moved.
Okay. Moved by Mr. Genoway, second.
A second.
Second by Mrs. Garzillo. Thank you. Any questions? Any further questions or comments on this? Okay. Anything from the public? Okay. Seeing none. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. 5-0. Okay. Now, the next item is 2022 general obligation bond discussion. Mr. Hamaday, do you want to
lead us off? Yes, thank you,
this?
Mrs. Kenny. The township staff has completed all their work. We are at a point now with both our bond consultant and bond counsel to begin the ordinance process and submission to DCED. However, I'd like the board to finalize or at least make a recommendation on approving the list of projects to be included in the bond issue. So then we can move forward. That would be, again, part of the ordinance. So investors will know what the township is borrowing this money for. It's a $10 million bond issue. We'll net approximately $9.8 million from that issue. And the projects before you are just about $9.8 million. And they include some open space that is before you. They also include about $3 million worth of projects, and then some capital purchases, street sweepers, the ambulances, as well as the tower ladder that the board just authorized purchasing. Mm-hmm. So at this point, we're just asking for if there's any questions with regard to any of the purchases, any changes the board may want to make, and asking the board to authorize or to at least allow us to move forward with advertising the ordinance based on those project lists.
Okay, thank you. Now, is this something that we are going to be voting on or just discussing tonight?
Just discussing.
The
board has already approved a move forward resolution.
Okay.
We just need to know if the project list that was created mm-hmm. is acceptable to the board so we can start advertising and making application to DCED.
Okay, then.
That'll be the next step. And as we had spoke earlier, we were hoping that we can streamline, very fast track it. Mm-hmm. Hopefully sometime in July, maybe a special meeting, the board can adopt the ordinance so we can, you know, make sure we still stay with a very competitive rate for the bond.
Okay. So the breakdown that we have with the manager's recommendations, $3.7 million for open space purchases, $4.192 million for capital projects, and $1.925 million for capital equipment. And the capital equipment are the three items, the fire truck, the aerial tower, and the two ambulances. Except that number does not match the number that you just gave us.
No, actually the capital equipment will be the fire truck, the aerial tower.
Uh-huh.
We'll have one ambulance, The other ambulance will be paid out of the fire apparatus fund.
Okay, that's why the number's different.
We'll have a $240,000 trash recycling replacement equipment, a recycling truck replacement, and a dump truck replacement for $225,000. We also have a grant application in for the trash recycling truck that may allow us to not have to utilize the bond funds for that.
Okay.
But in any case, we're asking permission to include that in the bond issue.
Okay.
If you want, I can go very quickly over the project list. We have the Tannery Drive Creek Bank stabilization at $250,000, the Brownlee Road Bridge replacement at $1 million. We also were awarded grant funding for that, so that'll assist in that project. Yep. Kerwood Road Bridge Repair Project at $250,000. Allendale Road Pedestrian Bridge Repair Project at $60,000. Moore Road Bridge Repair Project at $100,000. The demolition of the General Knox Valley Forge Road homes the township owns for $60,000. That also includes regrading and establishing an area of the property for future use. We have Township Building HVAC repair project, which is upgrades to the HVAC system at $452,000. The Township Building Fire Suppression Replacement Project, repairing and replacing some of the sprinkler systems for $265,000. We have the library window replacement, $150,000. The retaining wall repair behind Norview Farms for $285,000. A potential pole barn at Norview Farms for $120,000. We have some treatment, the Matsunk and Trout Run treatment plant equipment replacements for $1 million. And then we have some sewer line replacements, various throughout the township, similar to the projects we're doing right now in the Candlebrook area for $600,000. And then the open space is noted.
Okay. All right. Open it to discussion.
I'm ready to move forward. Obviously, we've already voted on the ability to advertise it, and that passed a few months ago. So I'm good with the list.
Okay.
I'm good with the list as well. And just a point of reference and clarity: we also have $1+ million in reserve for open space outside of this.
Right.
So we literally can look at the purchase of $4+ million of
Correct, open space. Mr. Genoway.
Five plus, I think. I think it's actually over five when
Five.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Once that we put that in, yes.
Yep. And Mr. Hammond, is it correct that with us doing this bond issue, that it also gives some leverage to be able to apply for some grant funds that we'll be able to do some match?
Absolutely, Mrs. Garzillo. This the funding that we'll have for these certain projects will allow us to use that as matching funds to leverage DCD grants, growing greener grants, or even grants or financing through the Commonwealth Financing Authority. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Any other questions?
Yep. Yep. So we're hopeful that once Mr. Wolf gets this, he can get the ordinance, we can make application. I am hopeful that he tells me that I may have to bother you with convening a special meeting in July, but I think that is something that I don't think there would be any problem the board would want to do.
Okay.
So hopefully.
All right. Now, this is something we've been discussing for quite a while, and we've gone over the individual items a number of times.
Yep.
So
yep.
I think we're good to go.
Good.
And ask Mr. Wolf to please proceed post haste.
Thank you. I appreciate everything.
Alrighty.
Thank you.
The next item we have then is... is there anyone from the public that has any questions about this, about the bond issue and the items? Neglected to do that, sorry. Okay, no one is raising their hand. So we'll move on to accounts payable and payroll. Do I have a motion to pay our bills?
Motion to pay the bills.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anyone against? No, 5-0. Additional business. Do we have any additional business, Mr. Genoway?
I have two items, Madam Chair.
Okay.
The first one is, this is, believe it or not, our last public meeting before July the 4th. So I will do my typical July 4th commentary. Please be careful, folks. It's a time when we repeatedly see individuals having accidents with fireworks. If you do not know how to use the fireworks, don't touch them. It's that simple. And when I'm saying fireworks, I'm not talking about the illegal kind. I'm talking about the kind that that we all are familiar with, that are non-problematic. Leave the fireworks activities to the professionals. Secondly, I would remind people that there have been a number of SEPTA public meetings in March, April, and May, and there are some new designs, particularly around the stations. And I encourage everyone in Upper Marion Township to go online to the KOP rail site and take a look at these. And please express your opinions, pro, con, or indifferent, to members of the board, so that we can communicate effectively to SEPTA about the perception of the public on the project. These are some significant changes in some cases, and there are some expectations that go along with this. So I would encourage you to take a look at those online videos and content, and if you have comments, please share them with other members of the Board of Supervisors, and myself, obviously. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Garzillo?
I have two comments to make. The first one is, this coming Saturday is the annual Family Fun Day at our Upper Marion Farmers Market. The market is here at the Township Building and is open from 9 o'clock to 1 o'clock. There's a lot of really nice family-centered events going on for the children. So bring your kids out and also come purchase things from our new, a few new vendors that we have at the market. It's guaranteed to be a fun time. It looks like the weather is starting to cooperate with us a little bit better. That the prediction was a little bit bleak earlier, but as the weekend comes closer, it looks like Saturday will be a nice day. So please come out and join us this Saturday for Family Fun Day. And the other one item I wanted to comment on is this coming Wednesday, we will be having a citizen board mixer hosted by one of our citizen boards, ECDC. It's an event that we used to hold, but with the pandemic happening, we postponed it. And so we're reinstituting it again this coming Wednesday. That will be from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock. And calendar, what is that date? I apologize.
Okay.
That will be the 15th. Thank you. So it'll be June 15th from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock at the King of Prussia Diner on Town Center Road. The invites went out to our citizen boards, but I will put a request out to people that may be interested in joining some of our citizen boards. I serve as the liaison to ECDC, and I will give you a personal invite that if you're interested in participating with one of our boards, please come out to this mixer. Most, if not all, of the citizen board chair people will be at the mixer along with the citizen board members. And it'll be an opportunity for you to come and meet them, ask questions, see if it would be something that you would be a good fit for if you wanted to join one of the boards. It's free of charge, other than if you would like to purchase a beverage or something to eat while you're there. But again, it's this coming Wednesday, 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock at the King of Prussia Diner on Town Center Road. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Wax.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just really briefly, there are at least two other events also occurring in the township this weekend. There is Race for Peace at the King of Prussia Mall. That is Saturday. It's near the Neiman Marcus, I believe, and I think the hours are 11 through maybe 11, late morning through early afternoon, I think. I don't want to swear by the hours. I don't have it in front of me. But this is a great event. It's an opportunity where there are police and civic activists from all around Montgomery County, and it's your opportunity to interact with them and talk with them in a friendly setting. I've gone on numerous occasions, and I would certainly encourage any resident who wants to go to stop by if you're in the neighborhood. Also, Sunday, Children's Hospital of Philadelphia will be once again holding their block party. It was supposed to be scheduled earlier in the year. It was rained out. Hopefully that will not happen this Sunday. That is at the King of Prussia Town Center in the Little Pavilion area. I think that is from 1 to 4, 1 to 5. somewhere in that area. I apologize for not having the info in front of me, but you can find information on both of those events online. And earlier this evening, we did a proclamation to honor and recognize Juneteenth. It's also important to note that Montgomery County is going to be holding a significant number of Juneteenth events, and you can find that on their website, which is montcopa.org, I believe. And lastly, I just want to mention, last night was the annual Board of Community Assistance Award ceremonies. The Board of Community Assistance is a partnership between Upper Merion Township and Valley Forge Casino Resort, with funds coming from Valley Forge Casino Resort to provide scholarships for graduating high school seniors who are from Upper Merion and are continuing their education after high school, and also to provide grants to organizations which provide services to the community. Approximately $130,000 was given out. The attendance was over 100 people, and it was a really great event. It's probably my favorite event to attend in Upper Merion because, as I said last night, it not only recognizes the present, but it also celebrates the future, and that's what it's really all about. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you. Anything else? Okay, I have a couple of things. First of all, a week ago, a little over a week ago, we had two stormwater presentations here in this room. We had one at lunchtime and we had one in the evening. We were a little bit disappointed by the actual number of people that came to them in general. There were more people, surprisingly, at lunchtime than there were in the evening. But it was one of the ways that we're trying to reach out to the public to let them know what is going on with our stormwater plans and the upcoming dreaded stormwater fee. One kind of annoying or upsetting thing is that I heard from some quarters that, well, gee, this is the first time we're hearing about this. And a very frustrating part of being a supervisor is having people tell me that. I know Mr. Wax sends out a newsletter to a lot of people on his mailing list with all kinds of updates and township information. That's his personal list. But the township has a newsletter. If you're watching this show tonight, this meeting, you're watching it on Upper Merion television station. The UMGA TV has information constantly on there on a rolling news information. So that's another source. If you're watching this broadcast, then please continue to look at other hours and times and find out other information about what's going on in the township. There's also a township newsletter, and there is something called Township Lines, which we publish 3 to 4 times a year. It used to be 4 times a year. I believe now we're down to 3, and I can't see. How many fingers is that? 2. We're down to 2 times a year. Well, in the past year, I know for a fact that there have been articles about stormwater, about the stormwater plan that we wrote, we had designed for us, researched and designed in 2018. In 2019, it was updated. The Sanitary and Stormwater Authority has been working diligently with Gannett Fleming, whom we have hired to help us work through the presentation, the project, and the presentation that we had last week, and to work out the stormwater fees. If you do not get enough information from these broadcasts when you watch this meeting, and I'm sure this isn't seen by thousands of people, but if you could spread the word that we have a newsletter, which you can sign up for at umtownship.org, you can also sign up for Township Lines. And every time, I talked to one very well-known person who works for the township who said, I didn't know about this, and he's very connected with our township businesses, his name shall remain unspoken. And I said, do you get Township Lines? Do you get the newsletters? And I got a yes from both. And I said, but did you read them? Well, I get a lot of emails. So my response was, we can lead a horse to water, but we can't make him drink. So if you get a newsletter, if you get Township Lines, we do our best to try to communicate with our residents, with our businesses in the township. Please at least look at the titles, look at the the titles of the articles and see if there's not something of interest or of importance to you. So that said, please sign up for the newsletter, sign up for Township Lines. There is a lot of information online as well. The 2019 stormwater plan is on there on our website. You can get a lot of information from that as well. And going forward, we will have additional presentations about the stormwater plans going forward. We also would like to hear from our residents about their individual problems with stormwater to add it to our list of problems that over the years we will work on and hopefully solve some problems or at least ameliorate them. So that's what I have about stormwater and communications. The final, my final comment tonight. We had a moment of silence earlier because our nation has been touched once again by tragedies in Uvalde, Texas, in Buffalo, New York, and just this past weekend in Philadelphia. Our hearts go out to the families affected by these unconscionable events. Tonight I'm speaking as a supervisor, not as a board, but just as an individual, as a mother, as a grandmother, and as a citizen. And as a supervisor, I'm just taking advantage of this bully pulpit. I'm frustrated that we supervisors at this level have little to no ability to make any laws to protect the innocents from this devastating American reality where people don't feel safe in their schools, churches, synagogues, supermarkets, nightclubs, and movie theaters, all places where gun violence has ruined the lives of so many families. Of course, I'm a proponent of the Second Amendment and the right to bear arms. It's part of our Constitution. It's a right to own guns. But with rights come responsibilities. And we have to find common ground to control this epidemic of violence and to find solutions besides just simply saying we send our thoughts and prayers. We must demand action from our politicians in Washington. If you agree that there should be actions taken to protect the safety of each and every one of us by strengthening reasonable gun laws, advancing mental health services, and other helpful actions, then I ask you to do three things. First, contact your federal officials. In Upper Marion, these would be Senators Casey and Toomey and Representative Madeline Dean. Demand changes. Your voice is needed. Secondly, if you see something, if you see something that's wrong and worrisome and suspicious, say something. You're not being a snitch. You're being a community member who cares about the welfare of every single person in this community. Report what you might believe is a credible threat to our Upper Marion Police Department, who do a fabulous job protecting the citizens of this town. The phone number to call, if it's not an emergency, or if it's an emergency, call 911. If it's not an emergency, but you'd like to check, like them to check something out, to follow up a lead that you find something or someone maybe up to no good to harm our citizens, our children, call 610-265-3232. Don't remain silent. And lastly, participate in a demonstration this Saturday, June 11th, from 6 to 8 p.m. at the corner of 202 and Henderson. It will be a silent, solemn march down 202 in memory of all those victims of mass murders in the past decades. And by our presence there, we will be showing that we support our children. And our loved ones over indiscriminate violence. March for our lives. Thank you. Be safe. sorry. But I feel very, very strongly about this. Now, there are some people in the audience. This is the time for public comment, and I would ask if anyone is coming up for public comment.
It's, well, not really a public comment, but I'm glad you brought up about this.
Well, you're here. And this is when you would choose to
Well,
speak.
I just found out about this.
Okay.
Late this afternoon. So.
Okay, could you please tell us your name and your address?
My name's Robin Wesley. I live at 914 Croton Road. I have been here once before.
Okay.
And I'm glad you brought up about the stormwater issue, because we've been having a stormwater issue on Croton Road for a lot of years.
Yep.
But I guess it's not addressed because I don't read the newsletter. But I'm at the property at 918 Croton Road was sold and was issued a UNO on the condition that a drain be installed by Davis Construction in the driveway to correct the water flow from 918 Croton Road onto my property at 914. This drain was supposed to be installed by Davis Construction in December. It is now June. Every time it rains, I get nervous. I've called the township and emailed numerous times over the water flow, the dirt and mulch ending up at the end and back of my property. Water flows into adjacent properties also, and it comes close to dangerously close to entering and causing considerable damage to my property. And I'm also wondering when I email and call as to when this drain is going to be installed. The township created this problem by allowing the plan to go through that should never have gone through. I spent considerable amount of money finding a driveway, a common driveway, getting split in half, which I won, on condition that this drain was supposed to be put in because of how the elevation was elevated in 918. The township has caused me great hardship. Now the township needs to fix it. The township issued a UNO on the condition that the drain be installed per the township engineer's specifications. This has not occurred. Question, when will it occur? And more importantly, why has the township not followed up on this matter? Why have you not held Davis Construction accountable? More importantly, when are you going to hold Davis accountable?
Okay, can you tell me your name again, please?
It's Robin Wesley.
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 Okay, thank you, Ms. Wesley. And you are at 914 or 918?
914. 918.
Is the problem.
Is the problem. When it was constructed, well, when the plan was approved, it was approved by a plan to split a common driveway.
Okay.
As I was told by the lawyers here and the township people here, that it was okay. Not. I had to hire lawyers and fight this, which I should not have had to do, because that was how those houses were constructed. Lot 7, Lot 8, common driveway. But okay, I still have my driveway so I can get in and out of my garage. But now their driveway is way up here. It flows. When the water comes down, it flows. Where does it flow to? My house. Here's the driveway, here's my house. Hello, water. I should not have to worry about every time it rains. Last night, when I get up this morning, and this is one of the few days I have off, and I'm spending a couple hours tonight in here. I've been working 12-hour shifts because we're slow at work. We don't have people. So I've been putting in a lot of extra time. What am I doing here? I should be home relaxing. This problem should have been corrected. This UNO should not have been issued until that drain got put in. But it was. Okay, all right, fine. Make it happen. You guys said it was supposed to happen as a condition of a usage and occupancy for this house, for the people to be in this house. Why hasn't it happened? Why haven't you followed up on it? What if he doesn't decide to do it?
Okay, Mr. Hamady, are you familiar with this?
I will look into that. I know that as part of the process, there was conditioned and there is escrow money. I wish I could say I knew what was going on, but I'm going to have to look at that, and I will reach out to you and let you know.
I've been sending emails, and I have called and left messages, and you got CC'd a message along with Brian. So that I do know, and I can pull up the emails.
Yep.
But, you know, December, I was fine with it not happening in December. You don't pave in December. So I was fine with that. But guess what? I want to seal my driveway. Sure. I upkeep my property. I don't want to do this in December. I can't do it in December. This should have been done. Every time it rains, I should not have to worry about whether or not I'm getting water in my house, in my garage. Is it going to wipe out the mulch that I spent time putting down and ending up in my field? Is this water now going to go back into the neighbors back there? We all have been complaining about this. But, you know, it's worse now that this house now, the ground has been elevated. So, and the driveway that was constructed, their driveway, because they had to have their own, which is okay, it's their property. Do whatever. But just don't cause me a hardship. You know, that driveway when it was constructed, I'm sorry, you guys should never have approved that. It flows directly toward my house.
I will look into it. I'll touch base with both Mark and Brian tomorrow, and then I'll reach out to you to see what's happening. I know that there was...
You know, when you say you're going to reach out to me, I want you to reach out to me and not say.
As soon as I find the information, I know that it was escrow money, or money's escrowed for that. I may have to touch base with Mr. Walco. We may have to give a deadline to the developer or Mr. Davis.
The deadline should be soon because, like I said, I want to seal my driveway. Because, you know, when that drain comes in there, if it's not sealed right, it's going to tear up my driveway.
Okay.
I shouldn't have to put more expense out. I put enough money out with the lawyers to fight something that you guys should never have approved, ever.
Well, if I could suggest, as soon as the meeting is over, if you could be sure to stop by and give Mr. Hamady your contact
info. Oh, he has my contact information.
Well, make sure that he has your phone number as an email.
But I want this taken care of ASAP. I shouldn't have to worry every time it rains and get up and see mulch down in the back. It's not fair.
Okay.
It is not fair. And if it was your properties, you would not want that either. I've lived here, you know what, I'm 61. I've lived here for 54 years. We never, ever had an issue with that common driveway, ever. But for you guys to approve a plan that caused me hardship, I don't know what your engineer was thinking, and I don't know what your lawyer was thinking that said that was okay. I mean, before that property got constructed, I came here and I complained, but it was okay. It should never have been okayed.
When was that okayed exactly?
You know, they started...
I mean, in the last year or so?
Yes.
Okay.
But it should never have been approved that you can split a common driveway and put a wall down the middle where what? I can't use my garage? And I got township people telling me, we'll just park one car in there? You can get out of there. Well, then you hop in the car and you try to get out of there when you put white tape down there. You know, I don't work just to pay to have somebody else like ruin my property. I upkeep my property. I redid my house.
Okay. The address is on Croton Road?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 914 Croton Road. But you know, you got more water. We've been complaining about water for years, but now it's worse.
Yes, it is.
It is worse. Yeah. And we shouldn't have to live like that. We pay taxes.
Absolutely.
But I shouldn't have to worry about something that you guys created and allowed to happen. If you lived there, you'd be sitting right here where I am.
I hear you. Mr. Hamady will follow up on that.
And get back to you,
and
Mrs. Wesley.
Right after we adjourn, if you can come up here and give him your specific information, make sure he has it right here.
Yeah. Thank you for your time and for listening.
Thank you for coming here.
I'll just make a comment that I pulled it up online to look at the property, and I can see the construction. I can see the differentiation in elevations between 914 and 918. It's pretty defined just from the picture.
I can't see it. I'm not getting it.
But I'm just going to ask the question I ask every time we have these conversations. Where's our inspectors? There's a plan. There's obviously an issue. I'm sure she's just not calling you. where are our people?
And I want to touch base with Mr. Zadroga and Mr. Sekel tomorrow to find out what's going on. If you recall the incident, that was, an agreement between the parties that we would escrow money for this drain. I can't give an answer to the board why it hasn't been installed yet. I just don't know.
Yeah. No, but it's one of those things where, again, we have issues with construction. It doesn't.
Yep.
I'm not singling out TJ Davis.
Yep.
By any stretch of it. It doesn't matter whether it's Davis, yep, or O'Neill, or pick a developer slash contractor. We still have the same problems, and we don't seem to fix them. Yep. And I'm. No, ma'am. But we, the plan, the. I understand what your point is, but my point is that we have staff to enforce the provisions of those plans. And I want to know why we're not enforcing the provisions of those plans. And it seems to be sort of routine, and I'm a little frustrated with it, frankly.
Okay.
I'll have that conversation with them.
Okay, thank you. All right, and your name and address, please.
James Schofield, 1071 Radnor Road.
Hi.
Not to be redundant.
No, we've met you before. Hi.
Yes, you have. More than plenty of times.
Yes.
I'll break it down to you real fast.
Okay.
I'm here to ask why no one of the last six or seven Democratic-led boards of supervisors have moved forward on any of your promises, any of them, to the people who live on the Crow Creek and its tributaries in the last 15 years to solve the problems that not only myself, but almost every single one has brought to your attention, one of us. We can't blame this on Tredyffrin anymore. We can't blame it on Tredyffrin at all because it's been going on long before we had the problem coming down the hill from Tredyffrin when they started doing that construction after they destroyed all the 100-year-old trees and tore them out, stopping all the water being soaked up and, of course, putting down here and destroying the property in Upper Marion Township. Okay, now, recently we have received, I'm not sure if I should pass these out if you know what these are. It's a letter from you guys telling us that we are now responsible for any and all trees, branches, trunks, damage, trash, whatever that goes into our stream.
I'm not familiar with that letter.
Which, can I approach and pass this?
Yes.
I'll just.
Sorry.
This notification is telling us that Marion Township, the residents here, are now responsible for all the problems that you guys, in fact, caused. There has been a continual line of people coming up in front of you, telling you exactly what's going on with the bad swale, the bad retention pond, or the non-existent retention pond, which is actually an illegal retention pond. I just found that out today. It never should have been put in.
Which one are you talking about?
The one
which
up one at Woods at Wayne. And the swale that is supposedly Woods at Wayne, that was, it's an illegal swale. It does not work. We have 6 to 8 inches of water every rainstorm in my garage. I have asked continually for a berm to be built back because it's been destroyed by the Upper Marion Township plows or PennDOT plows. I have asked for sandbags.
Where's the berm?
Right in front of my house.
Oh, okay.
Because the water comes down the road, crosses, mm-hmm, comes down over the hill, and into my garage and eventually down in the stream. It has eroded about 10 feet of my property down into Martin's Dam. And I've been telling you this for 15 years, 2-3 times a year, and I'm really sure you guys are sick of hearing from me, but we're really sick of you guys saying, I promise you, we're different this year. We're different this year. And sure enough, I get up and tell y'all, no, you're not. I'll believe it when I see it. And I'll be damned if I wasn't right. Nothing has been done. And I would like you all to look out into the cameras and tell your constituents exactly what promises that you made to us last time we were here that never came forth. Tell them why you didn't do what you promised to do. Why didn't you protect the constituents of your township with the promises that you said that you were different and you promised that would not go by the wayside again? You sent Ken out twice. Nice guy. Still nothing got done.
Okay, if I could speak to a couple of the points. I believe Mr. Hamaday has been out there with our engineer. And if you could speak to what you found out there and what steps have been taken, I believe, at the Woods of Wayne?
Yep. Well, and at the last time Mr. Schofield was here and his neighbor, this board did promise that we would go out, and we did go out. We met with them. We had the township engineer do a comprehensive review of the stormwater management system at Woods at Wayne. We provided that report to the Woods at Wayne. They've actually have since submitted stormwater management plans for revisions or repairs to their system. So they actually, we have issued a permit. So they now they have a plan to do repairs to their stormwater system. So we have done something out there to try to get the Woods at Wayne to take care of any runoff problems. What we haven't been successful in is getting PennDOT to acknowledge or do anything on Radnor Road. And that's still a work in progress.
Okay. Regarding the plans by the Woods at Wayne, does that include the swale? And does that include the detention basin?
It does not include the swale at this point. The detention basin and some piping, what is that, west or?
I think it's technically the west side.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it does not include at this point the swale.
It doesn't include the swale?
No, it does not. Not yet, anyway. None of their plans.
But it does include the detention basin?
The detention basin.
Is there a timeline for making changes?
We've issued the permit, so now I understand they may make some minor amendments or changes.
They did. They reached out to us about a few changes that they wanted to make after the plan. So again, we'd have to go through another review process with them to make sure that everything would be okay. So
with the Woods at Wayne?
With the Woods at Wayne.
Okay. And how long will that take?
I'm not sure yet. They haven't formally submitted yet. They've just indicated, hey, we might be making a few changes. So we might have to start the review process again with them. But
and that takes more time.
It might. Yep.
It's very frustrating. And I can only imagine, Mr. Schofield, I get frustrated when I hear things like this too. And it's not the fault of any one entity or person. I think it's partly the system that people have to work through.
Well, let me explain to you what this water is doing, because since last Memorial Day, I've called about a sinkhole that is happening at the end of Bryan's Way that they have thrown a patch over twice and it's starting to sink again. I know that's PennDOT, but it's still Upper Merion as well. That's because the water's not being managed at all, and that eventually trickles down to you guys. You guys are the ones who take care of that in your zoning and everything else. But we had a $6 million, I don't know what Mark called it. I called it a slush fund. He called it a rainy day fund last year, and we don't know where that money went. Where did that money go? Can we have an accounting of that money, Mark, next to July 9th or July 14th when we come in and know where that $6 million went?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah.
He does.
Who does?
Mark.
Mark who?
I'm sorry, Greg. Remember you and I had that discussion about the $6 million? I called it a slush. You corrected me and called it a rainy day fund. And I said, well, it's raining.
Honestly, I talk to a lot of people. I don't remember that conversation specifically.
I was standing right here when we had that conversation.
I don't doubt you, but a few years ago, we did have a surplus. Well, there was a pandemic, and we used funds, during the pandemic to, for basic operations in Upper Merion Township.
Okay.
What, you doubt that there was a pandemic?
Oh, no, I know there's a pandemic, but I just want to know where the money went. I'd like to know what kind of bonuses you guys get, but that's probably... Do you guys get bonuses?
Bonus?
No.
What are you talking about, dude?
Okay.
Bonus?
I'm just asking a question, Greg. Don't get upset.
No. Bonus? Where'd you get this from?
No. Calm down. Greg.
So our salary, quote-unquote salary, is set by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Okay.
It's a matter of legislation. Okay. That amount is $4,375 per year.
Okay.
That's it.
We would like some of the money that's in our rainy day fund to fix our problem on Radnor Road, please. If there's no money that left, we need to find some money and allocate it.
Well, first,
because I've been asking you for that allocation now for over 20 years, three times a year, and not one darn thing has been done about it. And you guys aren't stopping the destruction of our property. Look, sandbags, minimal. And I said this last time. Berms and sandbags just to stop the destruction. It won't stop the water all the way, but it'll stop it from going into my garage. Has anybody given me any options on that? Has anybody knocked on my door and said, here, Mr. Schofield, here's 50 sandbags. Sorry about the destruction in your garage. Sorry about the three tractors you had to replace in the last 5 years.
Speaking of the sandbags, where would they be placed? Along the road?
In front of my garage door so the water stays out of my garage and basement.
Okay. Because we don't have, we can't do anything about a PennDOT road. The only thing we could do is request that PennDOT make changes or improvements on their roads. And we don't have, well, as far as the Woods at Wayne, we are discussing with them. And as you heard, Ms. Calubrial explained that there are procedures that they have to go through. And I know that's frustrating to hear.
This doesn't matter, and I don't want to name who approved the license for the swale that's right between John Grant's property and what is now Woods and Wayne. Like I said,
well, that would have been,
would
how
be
many years ago was that built?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's
25
been
years?
25 years.
25
and it
years
was never up to par.
I don't know.
And we've been complaining about it ever since it was put in that it was wrong and it was destroying our properties, and still nothing was done. You guys went and moved some rocks around. At one point, we had basketball-sized boulders rolling down the street, stopping traffic, jacking cars up off their axles. We had to have the police come out twice that I know of to actually have a tow truck pick up the back of the car to move a boulder that was this big rolling down right in the road. Excuse me. And, you know, we're tired of this. You know, go in there with a backhoe, dig it deeper. Bring in the dividers they have on 76 between the east and west, or east and west lanes. Put them down the side of the swale so the water can't get down into our properties. Do something. Show something. That give us some kind of belief that you care about this, because for the last 20, 25 years, the people who've come and standing before you do not believe you guys give us anything about us. Our property keeps going down into Martin's Dam.
Yeah, I'll ask our engineer, is there anything else that you would suggest that would be anything that could be done as a quicker fix at all?
We made a few recommendations regarding the existing inlets that are on Radnor Road, and I know, and technically it's a PennDOT responsibility, but I know that the township has been clearing those out. The Public Works Department. That was
we've been clearing what?
Clearing.
Could you?
I'm sorry. Clearing the inlets out. Basically, if they get filled with debris, sticks, you know, branches that fall down. So they've been working on clearing that out. And then the other recommendations we had were to, you know, build up that swale, replace the rocks that have washed away.
And whose responsibility is that? Is that the Woods at Wayne?
Wayne. Yeah.
Well, and
Woods
we approached PennDOT.
And PennDOT. Yeah.
And it really is, you know, that swale that's in PennDOT's right of way was something PennDOT, you know, approved or wanted to take care of that. So we are still trying to work with the Woods at Wayne to see what we can make them do to do something with that swale. Is it going to go away? Probably not. But if we can make them improve it, if you recall at the Stormwater Forum, the individual who is in charge of the management company for the Woods at Wayne provided us with information that they may have some legal battles against either Tredyffrin or the owner of the property in Tredyffrin, because Tredyffrin just proved a subdivision plan that will dump water onto the Woods at Wayne. So we're trying to, you know, do some things. It ultimately will dump into the creek behind Mr. Schofield's house.
Did you all get a chance to read this? Can you take a minute, please, and look at that? And every single neighbor that I've spoken to, of the 6 neighbors that have gotten this letter, because anybody down below Radnor Hill Road didn't get these. It's just my immediate neighbors. They think this is the most ridiculous farce.
It's a form letter that we send out occasionally to property owners along creeks and streams to let them know that creek and stream is on their property and that they do have some responsibility for cleaning it out.
So this went out to just his neighbors, or did this go out throughout the township?
I can tell you that his neighborhood, but there were many other neighborhoods. It's a form letter that we send out regularly. Ken has done that, and he's the one who does those inspections and sends out those letters. So it wasn't directed at Mr. Schofield or his neighbors. It went out to a multitude of property owners along our creeks
various creeks that we have in the township.
Okay. Now, like I said, I've been coming here talking to you all consistently. Now, I've been living in this property. We're coming to this property with family members in this property since 1964. That's 57 plus years, almost 58. There used to be a lot of wildlife. That's all gone. The trees used to be strong, with the roots weren't showing. There was no roots hanging into the stream. Now the whole walls of the streams are nothing but roots and rocks and bottles, because there used to be a dump back there before the straw hackers place was torn down. Now, that being said, We've been complaining since the beginning of the erosion problem. Now the erosion problem is worse as it's ever been. It's only going to get worse. It's not going to get any better unless you guys do something about it. But we can stop the erosion. And now you're asking me to go down there and watch these trees that I grew up with that no longer have roots that are holding them to the bank of the stream, soaking up the water instead of letting it go downstream and ruin everything all the way down to King of Prussia Mall. And you're telling me it's my responsibility to clean up after your guys' mess because you guys did a license for that swale or a permit for that swale, didn't go back and check it after it was completed and approved it. And now everybody from that point down is getting their property ruined and you guys not have done a dang thing about it. We're sick of it. So I would appreciate it if, and I'm not even going to ask for any more promises because like I said last time, they're not going to come true. And he said, oh no, I'm different. It'll be different this year. Let's make it different this year. Let's make something happen this year. Let's stop this problem. Please make me stop coming here. I don't want to be here.
Mr. Schofield, I appreciate that. And I thank you for coming. We don't like to hear these complaints either. And I don't mean on a personal level that, you know, oh, here comes another complainer. But I mean, seriously, I wish we could make the stormwater problem go away. And that's one reason why we have this stormwater plan and why we're going to have a stormwater fee to work on a lot of different problems. And we can't promise every single resident that we will be able to fix their problem in a week or a month or a year, but we are working on it. It's a multifaceted problem. I'm not trying to make excuses, but just the facts are, you already brought up three different township and that it comes from up there.
Two or three years
and,
ago.
And Mr. Hammett, let me finish, please. Mr. Hammaday said that three different is going to be building new houses. And that's, we live downstream. We are next to the river. All the waterways go into the Schuylkill River. It's all downstream. And we get the problems from Radnor Township, from Tredyffrin, and from creeks and streams that start in Upper Marion as well. And that's part of the problem. PennDOT is another part of it. The Woods at Wayne specifically affects you. And you are downstream of that. And we've had stronger storms. You've been there for 50 some odd years.
58.
You know that the storms have brought more weather, more water every single year. And it's a combination of many factors. I'm not going to promise you something that we can't deliver, but I will promise you that we are working on this. We will continue to work with the Woods at Wayne. We'll see if they can. I don't know if, unless our solicitor has any suggestions about any leverage that we might have with Woods at Wayne to encourage them strongly.
I think it would have to depend on what kind of agreements, if any, were put in place.
Why hasn't it been done 10 years ago? When we first started complaining about it, we said get an attorney. Everybody said get an attorney.
Just a minute. Let him finish, please.
We'd have to see if 10 years ago there were any agreements put in place related to the ongoing maintenance of the property or the stormwater.
At Woods at Wayne. It was longer than 10 years ago.
Well, whenever there was
like
any
20 or 25 years ago, it's been
or any opportunity that a that whether it be land development subdivision, some sort of a right for the township to enforce. So the question is, you know, what do we have that we can enforce, particularly with the Woods at Wayne, if there are no code violations that are mm-hmm. currently in existence?
Have we looked at that or can we look at that going forward if we
could.
Have not?
And then that was when we initially looked at that. It was put in the Woods at Wayne, we believe, is required to maintain it, although they have alleged that it's in PennDOT's right of way. Some of that is PennDOT's responsibility. Mm-hmm. That's why we've been unsuccessful with PennDOT. But, you know, as the board knows, you know, we have made attempts to do things. We've contacted the Woods at Wayne. We're mm-hmm. trying to do whatever we can to get the Woods at Wayne to do what they need to do to make the runoff and the better for the people downstream. I just heard very quickly from our public works superintendent that even though that swale is in PennDOT's right of way, we do have some large rocks that we could help assist the neighbors, and we'll put them in there. Even though it's not ours, we will, mm-hmm. like we are maintaining those inlets across the street. We'll try to do what we can to, you know, stave the erosion and slow down the water.
And is there any way that we can go to help him with PennDOT? Is there anything that we can do in, to
we've been get asked, some but you know, movement just like them. We're taxed, PennDOT is also taxed. We have a good working relationship with PennDOT. I'll ask Mr. Lackenmeyer to see what he can do. Maybe PennDOT is willing to go back and put a bituminous curb in to keep some of the water run off the road. Again, there's a liability issue with that. If they do it, then somebody gets hurt or a car gets in an accident as a result of that. But we'll do what we can. I just, as you had said, Mrs. Kennedy, I'm not sure how much more we can do when it comes to forcing Penn not to do anything.
Well, would political persuasion help? Our state senators, state senator, state representatives, would they be able to bring any
And I'm not trying to pass the buck, and I don't think the township is. We're trying to do what we can, but we're going to have limitations. And I understand the issues Mr. Schofield has. I do. We see it everywhere in the township. You know, but we're trying. It's not like for lack of it.
As far as it not being a personal issue, to me it is a personal issue because it's my home.
Of course.
Okay. When I walked in, and I was late today, and I apologize, two people on your board looked at each other. One of them rolled his eyes and looked down. So I knew I was in for something this evening. And the other thing I wanted to say, as far as your website goes, absolutely impossible to navigate. It never lets you in there. I have to call down here and talk to somebody, or I have to call somebody that I know that knows somebody to call up here because nobody answers the phone when I call. We can't navigate your website. It won't let me into your website. Won't let the woman I live with into your website. Won't let the ex-judge of this township into your website. No one can navigate your website. And when you get in there, it says not available. Okay, so that needs to be addressed. That's why you're not getting people out here. That's why no one's coming out to your meetings. I didn't know about your lunchtime and evening storm water meeting last week or 2 weeks ago, I think it was, until 5 minutes before it happened, and I was already busy.
I don't understand why you can't get into our website. That
I don't either. That's my question. But that being said, I certainly hope somebody comes out and does something because the residents on Crow Creek and its tributaries are tired of having their property end up in Martin's Dam. I have people down in Croton. The water coming off my property is destroying her property. I don't know this woman from Adam, but it's really nice to know that she has the chutzpah to come up here and say something to you guys. And I'm here to tell her that you guys have been promising me for 20 years you'd do something and nothing has been done, period. Nothing. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for coming.
Have a good day.
Okay. Anyone else from the public? Okay. Seeing none.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion and seconded. Thank you. All in favor, please say aye. Aye. Okay. Thank you. Good night, everyone, and be safe.